every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
At Walgreens, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog? Pop over to Walgreens and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Hershey's Kisses are 2 for $6 or $3.99 each, valid through 12/23.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7.
Go right now to simplisafe.com/best.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, the comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal, and the first four games between the two teams were decided by just one goal. Chicago hosts Rockford in a rematch Saturday, December 30th at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com for tickets. Bears head coach John Fox spoke to the media today after a terrible performance by the Bears on Saturday, and he sounded like a guy who's thinking he might lose to the Browns.
They've gotten some skilled guys back. I think, actually the receivers are pretty impressive looking, to be honest with you, both Gordon and Coleman. I think Deshaun's made some good plays. He's very capable. Obviously a guy that they invested a high pick in.
Yep, setting you up for the fall. Bears take on the Browns on Christmas Eve. The NFL says they'll continue with the investigation of Panthers owner Jerry Richardson, even though he plans to sell the team. Monday Night Football tonight, Atlanta at Tampa Bay here on The Score starting at 6:45. Bulls are 5-0 since Nico Mirotic returned to the lineup. They'll try to make it 6 tonight when the 76ers come to the UC. No Joel Embiid in this one. Lauri Markkanen in a game-time decision. Today, the Hawks reassigned Ville Poca to Rockford, and the Cubs reportedly meeting with free agent starter Yu Darvish in Dallas. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Oh, boy. Let's see that again now. Oh, guys, that's... Did he have control? It moved, though, right? You saw it move.
Here's Tony Corrente, and this is mighty, mighty big.
This is huge.
I mean, it's only a decision that might be the difference between hosting the AFC Championship game or not. Who knows?
Is it a touchdown or is it
After
not?
After reviewing the play, the receiver in the end zone did not survive the ground. It's an incomplete pass.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll be Pittsburgh's ball.
Believe
Second
it.
Down and 10 at the 10-yard line.
Oh,
game clock is correct, and we'll start on the next snap.
All right. Like I said, they went to New York. They went to Park Avenue, and they went to the rule book, and they went by article, chapter, article, line 3. That's a shame.
Based on the rule, I think they made the right call, but it's just a backbreaker for Pittsburgh.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That's what you got. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. You're just jumping in your car or you're just jumping on the train headed home. You know what we're talking about. It's a Bears Monday, Bears Lions stuff, and as well as the Sunday night football game. Well, I'm sorry, not the Sunday night football, but the second slate of games. The New England Patriots took on the Steelers, and it went down in some weird fashion. And once again, another Monday where we're questioning what's a catch.
Referee Jim D is the Twitter handle for Jim DeOpolis. 12 years as an NFL supervisor of officials, rules analyst for Monday Night Football, and with us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. So much to discuss. So let's start with not just the call, the overturn, and then the explanation, but I guess I'll have you, Jim, assess the validity of my feeling that it is a problematic rule, poorly explained, but ultimately correctly called.
Well, I guess you hit it right on the head. That's exactly it. It's the rule is very simply explained. It was done correctly. But for some reason, people just can't grasp the idea that a potential receiver going to the ground has got to hold onto the ball. It's so simple. When you see it as an official and as somebody who understands it, you know exactly what he's going to do. He's got to hold onto the football. He's not a runner. So it's not like he's running into the end zone. I heard a lot of people say today, well, you know, if he was a runner, that would be a touchdown because he broke the plane. But he's not a runner because he's never got possession of the football. He has to establish himself as a runner, and he doesn't do that when he's going to the ground and loses possession of the football. It's a rule that they've tried to simplify, you know, for years and years. I think the officials have a really good understanding of it. I just wish everybody would get a better feel for it because, you know, it's just a part of the game that you just have to understand. Hold on to the football when you go into the ground.
See, I thought I had a pretty good grasp of it, and I had never been a part of one of these conversations because every time I'm sitting there like, yeah, that's a catch, and that's a touchdown. Although the Dez Bryant playoff catch, I still a little squirrely about, but before I get to my question, what's the rule without having to go through like 50 pages of the NFL rule book? What's the rule on a catch if you were to explain it to somebody on the street?
Just as I said, if a player is attempting to catch the football, and before he gains possession, he is in the process of falling to the ground. If he's not upright when he gets possession of the football, if he is going to the ground, he must hold on to the football. He must hold on to it. And, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, if you watch the game last night on the catch in the Pittsburgh game, and it certainly appeared that he caught the ball. The officials on the field felt that he caught the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But we have this technology now where we almost micromanage the game. People expect the NFL to be 100% correct and 100% perfect all the time. So now we have the technology to look in there and see things that the naked eye can't see. And they can slow things down. They can watch the ball. They can see the ball as it hits the ground. He loses possession ever so slightly. The ball hits the ground. You know, the eye test says, hey, it's a catch. But when you see that little bit of movement, you know, by rule, it's an incomplete pass.
So I asked my partner a hypothetical question. If there was a defender at the goal line meeting him there before he crossed and before he fell and before the ball jostled, that motion of him being on his knee and making what I think is a football move, pivoting to extend the football, and the football gets batted by a defensive player, would that have been a fumble or an incomplete pass?
Again, you've got to take all those scenarios out of it. The only thing that you've got to understand is he going to the ground. The only thing that the defender can do is, you know, he can pull that ball out of the hands mm-hmm. after he's made the catch. But again, if he's going to the ground, he has to hold on to the football. Whether he hits another player, whether whatever he does, you know, this second move, this second action, you know, he still has to gain possession. You want to see, as an official, as a replay official, you want to see that player with possession, with the ball in his hands, and securing the ball, able to do something with that ball once he secures it.
Is a football move part of the criteria anymore, or is that just something we bring up?
Not if he's going to the ground.
Not if he's going to the ground. You keep talking, you know, football moves, the football moves. You know, basically, no. If he's going to the ground, hold on to the football. You try to make it as simple as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do that back since, you know, and I know you questioned Dez Bryant's situation. Same thing with Dez. Going to the ground, he lost possession of the football. You know, it all goes way back to, you know, Johnson. But
yeah, Soldier Field. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, it goes all the way back to there. But, you know, it still comes down to, if tried to simplify it. Everybody says, we've got to change this rule. We've got to do this.
It's in its simplest form now, yeah.
Yeah, it's simple. Hold on to the football. Tell the players to hold on to the football.
You mentioned technology, and I'm glad you did, because I'm laughing out loud when I know that this multi-billion dollar industry that is trying to get everything right with so much at stake and using all this technology, and it comes down to nothing more analog last night than an index card. An index card. When I can turn on a Premier League soccer game and see laser beams saying, is it a goal, not a goal. I can watch a tennis match and see computers and electric eyes and beams saying in or out, that we've got a bunch of dudes standing over a chain with an index card. This can't be, right? This can't be.
That was the biggest mistake I have ever seen. And I know the league is supporting Gene Steratour in the fact that he said, you know, there's nothing in the rules that say you can't do it. Well, let me tell you, the officials have always been told, don't ever go down there and do something like that. That is just an embarrassment to do, you know, to pull that off. You know, it's an inexact science, you know, marking the football. You know, you see those players go into a pile. Who really knows where the ball is? There, you know, and then as you come in from the outside, the head linesman and the line judge trying to mark that forward progress, it's a guesstimate. It is absolutely a guesstimate. And anybody says they're accurate on this is just going to be wrong, because you're guessing where that ball goes. You try to get it as close as you can from what you can see. And with that massive humanity in there, you know, it just, you lose sight of the ball. So now you're putting the ball down where you anticipate or figure that ball went. But again, it is just so difficult. And, you know, they're talking about putting microchips into the football. Come on, it's a football game. You know, and it comes down to inches. And I thought they handled it very, they were inconsistent in how they handled it yesterday. I just kind of felt that they could have done a better job. I just don't think that they did exactly what they should have done in that measure.
Our guy Jim Deopoulos joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. You can follow him on Twitter at Referee Jim D. Spent 11 years as an NFL on-field official and 12 years as the NFL supervisor of officials, current rules analyst for ESPN and ESPN Monday Night Football. So he'll be doing his thing tonight. You mentioned it was a bad look for everyone involved. What can the NFL do to make referees look better or take a little pressure off of them in these situations? They put referees in the booth. They put referees back in New York. What can they do? What's the next step to kind of ease some of that pressure on guys who are making calls in the split second and knowing that the replay will serve their fate in a couple of minutes or so?
I can tell you what they don't have to do is make them full time, because that certainly is not going to make them any better. That's always been one of my pet peeves, is they're saying, if you make these guys full-time, we're still going to have these issues. It's the training and development of these young guys that are out there, bringing individuals in. Unfortunately, the NFL does not have a developmental program or a developmental league, which is really what they need to get guys better. They bring them in now. They bring them in from college. They actually do their training on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays during the regular season. That's where these individuals are learning, rather than being out on the football field as they used to do on NFL Europe. They used to spend time and learn the NFL game, the philosophy, mechanics, etc. You try to do what you can in the league office to train these individuals. But you can only watch so much film. You know, the best way to learn is to be out on the field and get your reps in that way. And that's where you pick this game up. This is where you learn philosophy. Are you going to make mistakes? There's always going to be mistakes. And unfortunately, the general public doesn't like mistakes in football. You accept it in basketball. You accept it in baseball. You accept it in hockey. But for some reason, they don't accept it in the NFL with the NFL officials. And they do a pretty good job. Do they miss some? Absolutely, they miss them. But again, it's a tough game to officiate. And now with this replay, they're trying to correct all those correctable errors. Maybe they need to open up replay more and look at more plays, probably like they do in college. In college, they just about look at every play that's staffed. But again, I don't know if that's the answer, but the technology is there, and they're getting better, but it's making it very difficult for these officials.
All right, real quick, last question. There seems to be a rising tide of sentiment that the rule about a fumble into the end zone or onto the pylon becoming a touchback for the other team. The Bears were victimized by this earlier. Say Derek Carr
last night.
That, mm-hmm. that is too punitive. That it's an offense that gets that close that it shouldn't be. Boy, you lose the ball and all of a sudden it comes out that it should be treated like it's a fumble out of bounds. I see the other side. I see, hey, you get a big reward for making that lunge into the end zone. The end zone's a very special place, so maybe there should be a different rule about getting there or not getting there. But I always wonder, is these sands shift, if you think there could be a tweak there?
I know over the years that I worked up in the league office, it's always discussed at the league meetings. The competition committee talks about it. It's a penalty or a problem when you fumble that ball forward, and all of a sudden, if it goes out at the half-foot line, you bring it back to the spot and you get the ball back. If it goes 6 inches further, then it's going to be the other team's ball at the 20-yard line. It just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. But hey, I look at it just like the situation with the catch. Hold on to the football. Don't let the football go. And that's what happened. David Carr last night, he tried to extend. He reached out. He lost control of the ball. Hold on to the football. But it's something that will be discussed every year, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere at all.
Always appreciate your time, Jim. Thank you.
Hey, great being with you guys. Have a great night.
That is Jim Deopoulos at Referee Jim D on Twitter. Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
All right, we can throw Jim D into the group of guys that's wrong, too.
Love how you're gonna die on this hill.
Four y'all. Yeah. You are. Anybody else?
You are gonna
6711. Would you like to be wrong with Jim Deopoulos?
Right there,
hey, man.
All right. Well, we come back. I've got a small small statistical achievement yesterday that ended up in the larger scheme of things, painting a picture of a player who is, I still think, in the eyes of some, not quite understood as being as great as he is.
All right. It's a must hear audio from Rodney Harrison from Sunday Night Football last night. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute. In 2017, the worlds of sport are full of technological advances that have changed the way that we consume, interact, and observe the games on the field. Slow motion instant replay in football, the Hawkeye in tennis, and electronic timing in track and field, not to mention high-definition television. Which begs the question, why does the NFL still use sticks and chains to measure first downs? We've long had the virtual line to gain on our TV sets, so why can't that be an actual laser-guided line? We just saw how lack of technology creates controversy in the Dallas Cowboys victory over the Oakland Raiders when referee Gene Steratore used a piece of folded paper to confirm a late game first down. Now, the league is also always harping on speeding up the game. Taking away the process of pulling out the change to measure close first downs would definitely do that, and with technology providing guidance, would make a sometimes close call 100% accurate. I'm Tiki Barber.
At Walgreens, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yep, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog?
Pop over to Walgreens and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Select stores open until midnight.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to be other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things, if he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
I still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also, though, used to send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s. That would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to be other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things, if he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Tomorrow night, join The Score's Jason Goff for the Tito's Talking Hoops series with Bobby Portis from 7 to 8 at Joe's on Weed in Chicago. Come get an inside look at the team, enjoy Tito's specials, great prizes, and meet Bobby Portis. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Landis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
So, over the weekend, a player got half a sack in his game.
Tony Parrish?
All he had were two assisted tackles. And he had half a sack. And you say, okay, big deal in his team's 31-24 victory. So what if this guy had half a sack? Well, the reason it's significant is because it gave him, at age 37, 10 sacks on the year. And it became the 10th season in which he has registered 10 or more sacks in a year.
This is another long.
He has had 12, 11, 10 and a half, 13, 14 and a half, 10 and a half, 11,
yeah, that's what I was
11 and a half, and 10 and a half. He has 153 and a half sacks in his career, which I believe is fourth on the all-time list.
Yeah, it's got to be him, Danny. Yeah, Tanny and I are going with Julius Pass the Peppers.
You would have gotten it correct because Julius Peppers
on a pitch count too.
That
like he's out there for like 15, 20 plays.
Julius Peppers is
still doing his thing.
A
huh?
Monster.
Still doing his thing. He trimmed down a little bit this year.
He has played 248 NFL games. He has started 230 of them. This guy in his career, He's got 11 interceptions with four touchdowns, his longest being a 97-yarder. He has 78 passes defended, 52 forced fumbles, he's got 18 fumble recoveries, 131 yards and two touchdowns on those fumble recoveries. I mean, not to go along with 153.5 sacks.
He's probably the most underappreciated defensive player of his generation. Because when we talk about guys, you know, like you mentioned just now, he never had the 19-20 year where like, yo, Justin Houston is out here doing work, or J.J. Watt is killing him, or Khalil Mack was selected All-Pro at two different positions for the first time in NFL history. Julius Peppers has been Julius Peppers forever.
A 9-time Pro Bowler, 3-time first-team All-Pro, 3-time second-team All-Pro, 2000 All-Decade team, and a pretty damn good college basketball player. As well.
He played well at the end of the game, obviously, with Julius and with Peppers.
Both.
And he's winning off the field as well, because Julius Peppers' baby mom is definitely she looks good in the summer. Okay.
She looks good in the summer. Okay.
Shout out to, he's got a beautiful family too. Two little ones that have the big flowing locks. And,
well, he's a good looking man himself. Yeah, I mean, no, he's got a big smile.
Care of himself. Yeah, he takes care of himself. And man, who'd have thought, Tanny, when we saw him in the It's Getting Hot in Here video with Nelly, that he'd have a Hall of Fame career like this? Hey, now, Julius,
I'll never forget.
He's right there with the most underappreciated defenders of all time.
Brian Urlacher told us. Sitting with us right outside the practice field. I said, what do you think of Julius Peppers? Best football player I've ever seen.
Period.
Brian, come on. No, I'm serious. Best football player I've ever seen.
He might be right.
Look at these. Listen to that. I just read his resume.
Have we underplayed a football player's career that's as great as that, like his? Think about it.
We talk about Charles Tillman a lot because of what he was asked to do. But that's immense.
Yeah, that is.
That's walk in the front door of the Hall of Fame and give me my gold jacket and give me the big piece of chicken.
Chris Rock bit all of a sudden.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last second goal. First four games between the two teams were decided by one goal. Chicago hosts Rockford in a rematch Saturday, December 30th at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com for tickets. Bulls going for their sixth straight win tonight at the UC. Joel Embiid won't play in this one for the 76ers. He's out with back issues. Bulls' Lauri Markkanen will be a game time decision. Blackhawks take on Dallas on Thursday, and a struggling Patrick Sharp looks like he'll be a healthy scratch for that one. Patrick Kane named the league's first star of the week, and the Hawks reassigned Ville Poca to Rockford today. The 4-10 Bears take on the Browns on Christmas Eve, and in hot stove news, Scores Bruce Levine says Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer landed in Dallas this afternoon, likely to meet with free agent pitcher Yu Darvish. Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is the place to hold this year's holiday party, offering a variety of package plans with private rooms available. When booking your party, mention the Score and receive a 20% discount. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart.
Sometimes you go on a last-minute road trip.
Hey, we need to see my mother.
Road trip!
We need snacks from Minute Mart. Okay, I got chips, sandwiches, and a 64-ounce Cool Cup.
She's 10 minutes away.
This segment's brought to you by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or an app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417.
Oh, this brings back memories right here. I was in a biology bar with a 2X Julius Erving, you know, throwback on.
This is hot in here, right?
Yeah. First public forum I've ever thrown up in.
Mazel tov.
No, it was actually the sound bar. Yeah, where they had to go get my uncle, and he was like, yeah, your guy needs to leave, and so do you.
Uncle Wayne?
No, my Uncle Greg.
They should have gotten Uncle Wayne.
No. Uncle Wayne wouldn't have came and picked my dumb ass up. Yep. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. We've been talking a lot about the Jesse James touchdown, not a touchdown, catch, not a catch situation at the end of the Steelers-Patriots game last night. But after that, they had another chance. at tying the game up because they were down 27-24 with a field goal. And then the fire drill commenced. Now, how is this lined up, Tanny? How should I introduce
have,
this? Is it
Ben Roethlisberger's post game with the question asked to him about the fake spike or whatever they were trying to do there at the end?
All right, so this is Ben Roethlisberger when asked about what exactly were you trying to accomplish on third down with, I believe, 17 seconds left.
Was the last play your call to go for it, the fake spike?
It wasn't a fake spike. I was yelling clock it because I felt like that was the thing to do was clock it and get yourself one play. And it came from the sideline, don't clock it, don't clock it. Well, at that time, I'm already got everyone thinks it's clock, so you don't have time to try and get everyone lined up. So it's I tried to – Eli saw that, he kind of ran a quick slant in there, and at that time, you just got to try and make a play and probably didn't make a good enough throw.
I'm even more confused.
I'm going to tell you this. Big Ben, he's full of it. Because once you hear the word clock it, especially a young player like Eli Rogers, the first thing he's doing, he's frozen. He's not moving. The mere fact that he moved and he actually ran a route and he was the only one, that tells me that Ben Roethlisberger communicated with him. Because normally, a young player like that, if he hears clock it, coach, what is he doing?
He's going to stand still. And if you told everybody else clock and you thought they were all going to clock it, you can't try to throw that slant into 10 people. That was just a bad play by Ben.
But if you're Big Ben, just come out and say, you know what, I told him to do this, or I told him, just admit it. You're a very aggressive offense. You go for it on fourth down, two-point conversions. Yeah. It just didn't work.
But you're playing at home for the tie, and then you go into overtime.
It's just hard to respect a guy that won't just come out and say, you know what, I messed up.
Rodney.
Yeah, Rodney. I got a chance to talk to Rodney for a couple of years on the Midday Show. Rodney is not scared to take it there. Point out some very, very astute observations. Mm. Why are you and the rookie wide receiver the only ones that didn't hear clock it? No rookie in that moment is getting ready to stake his reputation and whatever he's done in the past 14 games me and the quarterback just going to run this. No, you had some hand signal to that rookie out there. All right, we got to get one playoff here. You might have heard clock it, clock it, clock it, but the fact that he said, I heard clock it from the sideline. Like, this is a guy who's had full autonomy of the offense for a decade now. How long have him and Todd Haley been together? Maybe 6 years, something like that. They had a falling out in the beginning. They've been scoring points ever since. Yeah. Shout out to Rodney Harrison for pointing out something that I wouldn't have thought of because that's that inside football knowledge.
This is Mike in Fulton on the Score.
Yeah. How are we doing, guys?
Good.
Well, I had when you had that ref on, and he was instructing people on as far as the catch rule and the things like that and saying, well, people just need to understand the rule. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't help but think that it wasn't that long ago when they were saying that the ground couldn't cause a fumble.
It can't.
Right. Well, and that is that what we're seeing here when it goes into the end zone?
No, it's not a fumble. He doesn't have possession.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
No, if you're listening to what he was saying,
thank you for the comment.
Yeah, it's not. It would only be a fumble if he had established possession. But by rule, you have to complete the going to the ground while not letting go of the ball to establish possession that could even create the possibility of a fumble.
And that's where my question comes in. And he said, don't worry about the football move part. But if
the football move can't matter until you have the ball.
But
he didn't by rule.
How can you have a football move if you're going to the ground? What's going to be the next move if you're on the goal line?
You can't.
But if you're on the goal line, there is no other football move if you're going to the ground, though.
But the point is, football move is only if you have your feet. That's what a football move is, turning and going.
So you mean to tell me if a guy slips, falls, and gets back up on his knees, catches a football, turns around while still on his knees,
because he's not going to the ground as an action in making the catch.
So I have to be falling.
You have to be going to the ground while making the catch for that rule to be invoked.
So if I'm falling, as mm-hmm. Jesse James was, at what point is the ball? At what point does the regular rule of the goal line? At what point does that come into play?
If you're falling, it doesn't.
That's ridiculous.
That's the rule.
That's the rule.
Patently ridiculous. It's the rule. I'm not saying I like it, but if you are going to the ground, you have to survive the ground. If he were standing there,
and I understand, and he caught it, the ground can't cause a fumble.
Of course, it can't. It's not a fumble. He doesn't have possession. By rule. It's the ball is not his until he's completed the process of the catch. So there would be no opportunity to fumble because it would have been a touchdown.
And it wasn't a classic fall either, though. That's my problem.
It's going to the ground. They don't say fall.
If a guy is pivoting on his knee, it's not a fall.
They don't say fall. The word fall.
If a guy is pivoting on his knee, it's not going to the ground. The going to the ground was the diving towards the end zone part. He caught the ball, was on a knee, and pivoted. All those mechanics that are involved aren't the class. This isn't even Dez Bryant, though. Dez Bryant is going to the ground. It's like, oh, damn, this game is about to be over. I need this touchdown.
I never thought this was a difficult one. This was one.
When you saw that last night,
I said
immediately.
The first replay, I said no catch. I didn't see the ball move. And
I don't argue these things. I don't argue the no catch thing. I feel like I realize what a catch is more times than not. The two biggest instances that I can recall where I can argue like this and felt this way are the Dez Bryant catch and last night.
Hey, I know what it looks like. I know how I feel about the Zach Miller play. I also know a crappy rule properly called. I don't like the rule. And I don't know that there's any way around this particular rule, but it's not your ball until you go through until you survive the ground. If you are going to the ground,
I'm gonna watch this damn play again during the commercial.
And the ground can cause an incompletion. It's not a fumble because it's not.
My hypothetical in there. If a defender
incomplete pass.
So if a defender, as Jesse James is doing all those mannerisms, all that physical stuff that was happening.
Should be called incomplete.
And a guy comes in while he's stretching towards the end zone, you know, Mike Jones, Kevin Dyson style in the Super Bowl, and somebody gets a piece of that ball, that's an incomplete pass?
By rule.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm not saying it would have been called.
That's a fumble.
I'm not saying it would have been called that way, but the proper call.
No, I'm not saying you get the hell out. The NFL needs to get the hell out of here if that's not a fumble.
The proper call is he was going to the ground as part of his catch. The only time you hear football move, they're not going to give that to you if it's a knee and a stretch. That is
too much nuance.
Feet planted, turned up field. And I actually thought on the Kendall Wright play in the Bears game,
when he got popped,
I thought he had that ball and his little hip turn could have constituted a football move. You know, that's one where I think, ooh, wait a second. That's a fumble. He had it and popped right out. Where several years ago, that might have been an obvious catch and fumble. This was that lengthy procedural issue. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show. We are going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes in a moment on The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
And I tell you what, number six, he was cool in the pocket for four quarters. He wasn't rattled. He didn't show panic. You know, when he was in a huddle dug, he had total command. He didn't show fear.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery, located on Illinois Street.
At Walgreens, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically, my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog?
Pop over to Walgreens and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Hershey's Kisses are 2 for $6 or $3.99 each, valid through 12/23.
It's time for better sheets for you, because that's enough sleeping on sheets that aren't top of the line. You should get top of the line sheets, and then you're concerned, oh, I got to go to a department store and I got to study up. No, you really don't. That's the great thing about brooklinen.com. They've taken out all of the unnecessary markups, all the retail licensing fees, all the manufacturing waste, and all the confusion to bring you high-end designs and exceptional savings across their collection with versatile colors, patterns you can mix and match. It's luxury bedding, underpriced, and it could not be easier. You have to try these sheets today. I have them. I love them. You try them. You will love them, too. Brooklinen has this exclusive offer just for you for listening to this show. Here's what you get. $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident you'll love your new sheets, they are offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code DAN. Place your order by tomorrow for delivery by Christmas. Get on this. Brook Linen, these are the best sheets ever.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Max Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Beer Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. The holiday countdown is on. Hurry into your Burlington store today and save big on all your last-minute gifting. Watches, wireless, gift baskets, sweaters, toys. Burlington gifts for everyone. Transition brought to you by Webb Ford for a great deal on Fords in Chicago. Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
Look who's here.
Yeah. I see him. He's right here.
His Instagram is full of so much vacationing and fun and going to plays and eating, you know, exotic pastries everywhere across the country. And now he's here for you, the Score listener. It's Lawrence Holmes.
Jay, how are you? Dan, good
Lawrence,
to see you.
Did you have fun?
I did. I was telling the boys, I had never done Airbnb before, and I tried. So I spent a couple, you know, first day I was in Arizona, I went hiking in the Phoenix Scottsdale. No, I did not do that. Okay. In the Phoenix Scottsdale area. Then I spent 2 days in Tucson, and then I came back to Scottsdale. So I Airbnb'd in Scottsdale, and I had never done it before, and I felt a little weird about it. It's like, you know, you're in someone's house, you know, it's a little strange. Right. But what got me is
just
that
sitting on everything naked.
Well, right.
Wait till you lay down on this pillow.
Enjoy that. The guy's house who I stayed at in Scottsdale, he had every gaming system that you could imagine.
Yeah,
is why I stayed.
Saw that.
He had
all the Nintendo cassettes racked up right there on a bookshelf.
All the Atari 2600. Yeah, he had it.
No.
All. He had, I was telling them.
Just like play Pitfall for 48 hours.
Whatever you want to do. Like, I jumped in there and Double Dribble was staring right at me, and I played Double Dribble for a half an hour. Had a great time. So you get two TVs.
You know, you can get all of the 2600 games on like the joystick. You plug right into your TV.
I actually have that, but to have him have the original NES, Atari 2600, the original Sega, the SNES. I mean,
in television?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. It was bananas. I was like, this is great. And then, like, there was also a pool and a deck.
Sir, I want my house back. No.
You're good.
I'm just going to say here.
He's sending money to his PayPal account. I don't want your money anymore. Right. I just want to come home.
Thanks for setting everything up.
These are blocked off dates.
No. I'm going to be here. So he had two setups. So he had two TVs that are, like, back to back.
Good times.
And six inputs on each filled with video games. It was so great.
Best house ever.
Put some thought into that thing.
He really did.
I wonder how many houses are like that. I've never done an Airbnb for the same reasons you have. Because I feel like if I go somewhere, I want the professional, regulated hotel industry
of course
quality that I'm used to.
You also, you worry people got cameras, you know, stuff like that. Like, you want to make sure that you have run of the house.
Did a murder happen in this bed?
Correct.
We did something equivalent for Paris, and it was, as a family, the best decision we ever made.
Really?
And we're doing the same thing for both Rome and Florence for spring break, getting flats in both of those cities. And you start looking at the difference in rates.
For sure.
And just the freedom that it affords you, and to know that you're not coming back and having to go up the elevator and go down the thing and
Airbnb's
walk down the hallway.
Airbnb's had some issues, too, in terms of who they get their apartments out to. So I've always wanted to steer clear of that. You show up and they're like, oh, by the way, nah.
And there's a security issue, and then I always run into I need to find a health club that will give me a weekly pass or something like that nearby, because obviously the hotel's going to have a place for me to work out. The Airbnb won't. But there are some there's something to be said for waking up at a place with your kids and having breakfast at a table together.
It was a unique experience, and I don't know if I would have done it unless it was something that was this, like, out there and, like, calling my name.
Right, not the novelty effect.
Right. Yeah, if it had just been hanging at someone's house, I don't know if I would have just done that, but...
jumped in?
Yeah, but this thing was kind of cool. So I'm happy. I got back Friday morning because I didn't want to miss the show with Terry Friday night.
I heard that on the way back.
Jay.
He still got his fastball.
He was
doing his thing.
He came out. Like, I thought that we were going to spend a lot more time talking about the book, and he had some stuff that he wanted to say.
Oh, yeah, show stuff.
It was absolutely.
I heard the first hour.
And then he signed his book for an hour and 45 minutes.
They reprinted it already.
Oh, yeah, they're in the second printing. Like, I figured because we're going to be together Wednesday night out at Kelly's in New Lenox. And I figured, okay, there's the show where all his people are coming out, right? That would be the one. Not in South Elgin. And they
came through?
Oh, my God. Hour 45. An hour and 45 minutes of Terry signing people's books. I saw people that had two or three copies of the book that were coming out. People were buying the book there. It turned out really, really well. So I'm looking forward to talking with him more on Wednesday. But I know, like... Wednesday, I'm just going to do a half an hour because people wanted to touch Terry.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was. I was like, okay, I'm going to get out of his way and let him do his thing.
Just know that all of your money is going to be blown at a Florida OTB very soon.
Very soon. And, or on another car.
Come
very
on,
soon.
Six.
So tonight, I'm going to... I just had a conversation with Jeff Passan, and the idea is that I was going to play it tomorrow, but there was some... White Sox,
stuff?
Yeah, some time-sensitive Cubs and White Sox stuff that I think needs to be shared. So we'll share a couple snippets of the interview. And we got to talk about John Fox.
Ugh.
And
I don't want to hear all the stories.
And his answers to
easy questions.
Basic strategy questions that...
Field position.
Seriously.
It's almost too easy with some of that stuff.
It's almost like he's doing a bit at this point.
Yeah. No, he's done.
He's done.
Yeah, he's finished. He's fried.
We thank our guests today, Zach Zaidman, Eric Edholm, Rich Campbell, and Jim Deopoulos for joining us. Also, by the way, right now, caller 7 of the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700. You win a $25 gift card to Pepe's Mexican Restaurant celebrating their 50th anniversary. Pepe's, serving Chicago the best Mexican cuisine for 50 years. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Burkhead has another touchdown.
And Burkhead, just a touchdown machine.
Sack machine.
Our executive producer, Nikki the Kid, Nick Shepkowski.
You know, this is a game, you talk about rivalries. They do have an award, an MVP of the Game Award, named the Waldo Fisher Frank McGrath Award. It went to Scotty Lindsay a year ago in their 16-point win. The author of this award is an old media friend of mine, Les Grobstein, who still works for The Score here in Chicago. Great historian of the game. And I was asking Les about the foundation of the award, and he said years ago, Tex Winter and Coach Ray Meyer signed off on the idea of having an MVP for this game. They vote on it, the media does, along the sidelines, and I thought, gosh, what two better guys to sign off on an MVP of a single game award than Ray Meyer and Tex Winter?
What that man didn't know is that Les was still having that conversation in the hallway without him. That's what he didn't know.
While that was happening, the camera was on Les the whole time.
Was it? Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Replace that camera.
Not, no, you didn't mention George. You're good. All right. Our Sultan of Sound, our audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
You know, the other thing that we learned this week is that there's a phrase called earmuffs.
Right.
I never heard this before. So if it's third down and less than five, the call goes out earmuffs,
right,
so that you know, don't listen to the hard count, don't jump offside and give them an automatic first down.
I don't know why you got to do it in front of the kid with the effing. All you got to do is say earmuffs to him. Earmuffs. They can say whatever you want.
You never heard the term earmuffs. Okay. All right. Cowboy Chris. All right. For Chris Tannehill.
Apparently, there's something you put over your ears to keep them warm.
Nick Shepkowski. Wow. Wow. Not even close to how he sounds.
I just used to pull my shirt up over my ears.
Wow. All right. Brian Gertsch and all the rest of you that were wrong about this touchdown, no touchdown situation.
I used to
situation.
Get live rabbits, and I'd put a rabbit on this ear and a rabbit on that ear.
He loves performing when we should go home. It's amazing.
These dang earmuffs these days.
And Dan Bernstein, we're going to let Lawrence Holmes do his thing, get out of his way. Thank you for turning the music all the way off, Tanny. We're out of here. Be well. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Thank you. That was great.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for...
At Walgreens, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically, my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog?
Pop over to Walgreens and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Select stores open until midnight.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, the comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them...
This holiday season, isn't it time you try giving a romantic gift? Lover's Lane has all kinds of gifts for grown-ups, from heart-racing bedroom essentials to sensuous lingerie. Plus, plenty of romantic ideas that will lead to anything but silent nights. Can't decide? Lover's Lane gift cards are perfect for the naughty or nice. For gifts that keep on giving and a store near you, visit loverslane.com. Who needs mistletoe anyways when you've got Lover's Lane?
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared. and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set, featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670? 670-